No-till shines once again. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan.
We started right here in Gibson County with no-till. It has been a boon to agriculture all across the state.
Curtis Hallford, chairman of the Tennessee House Agriculture and Natural Resources Standing Committee, was one of the 2,000 attendees at the Milan No-Till Field Day. He mentions how important no-till farming has been to Tennessee agriculture.
It's a huge influence all around the world. Across the state, just imagine what we would be doing, how much soil would be in our rivers and things like that if it was not for no-till. And the fuel that saved, that kind of thing is just those little things that you don't think about so much, those kind of things that add up.
Milan Research Center Director Blake Brown says the event, now in its 29th year, attracted many farmers from around the area. Despite the weather, it was a great turnout for the agricultural community.
And I think the weather probably did play into our favor from that standpoint. They couldn't work in the field at home today, so they came to see us. I made a tour around about 11 o'clock, and a lot of people were in the tents, and I was impressed to see that. I was concerned, obviously, early on that we might not have the crowd, but it didn't impact us near as bad as I thought it might.
Brown adds how he and his team plan for this event to ensure farmers receive effective and helpful information.
You know, 75% of the acres in the state are no-till now. Another 20% are farmed using conservation tillage practices. The only 5% of our acres are conventionally tilled. So our goal, and we think our role here, is to evaluate all these new agricultural technologies, be it new seed varieties, crop protection product. We're working with precision ag and fertilizers and cover crops. How does all this fit into a no-till system? We're kind of making the assumption that most of our people here are already farming using no-till, so how does all this other work in there?
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan.